Hello and welcome to this week's Friday Five, and I've got some good nuggets of information for you this week. We're talking about microbes to help us stay slim, the marvels of magnesium to improve mood, and so much more. Yes, it has been a very interesting week here in my wellbeing studios. I've been busy recording more episodes of the Wellness with Liz Earle podcast series. I really hope that you have tuned into this week's episode with the Chinese medicine practitioner and fertility expert, Emma Cannon. It really is a great look at overall wellbeing, as well as being very helpful for anyone interested in hormonal and fertility issues. She is a really lovely listen. I've also welcomed the great British gut guru, Professor Tim Spector, here. So listen out for a forthcoming episode when he shares so much of his microbiome wisdom with us all. Now, one of the things that struck me from our chat is the importance of resting the gut with a 12-hour gap between our last mouthful of food in the evenings and our first mouthful the following day. Now, in practice, this means moving breakfast to a later brunch time. Now, what this does is it's very helpful for allowing our gut microbes to rest. These little critters, they work so hard, they do need to rest and do their repair work. Now, especially a form of microbes called Akkermansia. I think that we'll be hearing a lot more about Akkermansia in the future. Now, the science hasn't been done yet, but these little marvels do a lot of our gut repair work overnight while we sleep. And they work best when the digestive system is completely rested and not having to do any work processing foods. That's why it's really important that we have that lengthy gap to enable them to do their work. Now, interestingly, they may well play a role in helping to keep us slim. And that's because higher levels of Akkermansia are found in those who are slimmer. You know, you've probably got those annoying friends who seem to eat what they like and not put on any weight. Well, the chances are they have got higher levels of Akkermansia in their gut. Now, the best way to help promote higher levels of Akkermansia is simply to rest. That's all we have to do. Sleep, not do anything, and allow this 12 to 15 hour gap between supper and brunch. One of the other things that Professor Tim and I share an absolute passion for is artisan cheese. Often made with unpasteurized milk, these contain huge numbers of beneficial gut bacteria, each cheese having different beneficial strains. So I am much more likely now to choose cheese as an option at the end of a meal. And I'm really enjoying trying a wider variety of handmade cheeses made from a range of different milks, including goat and sheep's milk option. Really delicious. Delicious, as well as being so good for building stronger bones and better gut health too. So go for a wide variety of cheeses, not those out of a factory or in a plastic wrapper, but those made by real people with hands. And talking of staying strong and slim, I hope you're enjoying my latest e-guide, A Stronger, Slimmer You, which features some really simple, tried and trusted ways to get, well, stronger and slimmer. And as many of you know, I work with the leading personal trainer, Michael Garry, and we put together this really easy and straightforward digital guide to getting fitter and leaner for the summer and beyond. And I love the way that the exercises are also easy to do. You know, you don't need any special equipment or even to take very much time. Now, you may have seen my Instagram stories. This is where I've been heading off into the park first thing in the morning and sharing some of the key moves here. I've been a bit nervous about it, actually, because literally it's first thing in the morning. I just roll out of bed, scrape my hair back into a ponytail, throw on a pair of leggings and do some workouts, which Michael then videos. He's not the most fantastic videographer, as even he will admit. And very often we have to do things over and over again. In fact, I'm beginning to worry about his motivation because the number of times he says to me, "Oh, I'm really sorry, Liz, I didn't quite catch that. Could we just do it again?" So, of course, by the time I actually get to do it and then post it on my stories, I'm often completely exhausted, but I hope that it is helping to motivate and inspire many others here. And the three most effective exercises we can all do are walking lunges, push-ups and squats. Now, these are great because you don't need any equipment. They're really easy. Each one just uses our own body weight to help build muscle and improve definition and strength. So do give them a go. You can start with just a few of each and you build up gradually, maybe just adding one more move or one more repetition each time. And, you know, even if you start with just one of each, at least you're doing something to get started and getting your brain around the whole area of working out more regularly. And it isn't as daunting as it might sound. Come on, if I can do it first thing in the morning and share it, then please, let's just try it. And you can share your pictures with me too. I'd love you to do that. Please tag me. It'd be great to see. Now, I have often spoken here about low mood, anxiety and depression, and it's something that affects all of us at some time in our lives. We may feel low through circumstances or maybe through lack of certain nutritional support. And I've been looking at magnesium supplements that can help here. But there's a lot of confusion around magnesium supplements. And that's really because there are so many different versions of magnesium that we can take. It's tricky to find which kind might suit us. There's magnesium aspartate, bicarbonate, chloride, citrate, several others, and they come in a wide range of suggesting serving sizes from less than 50 micrograms to over 1,000 micrograms. So first of all, I think choose a form of magnesium that matches the reason you're taking it. Now, some forms, such as magnesium citrate and magnesium chloride, are absorbed better than others. Magnesium chloride is less likely to cause diarrhea and other side effects. Magnesium supplements, though, do remember, are not recommended for those with a history of kidney disease, and too much can be harmful. So do be guided by the doses that it gives on the pack. And one of the best forms that I've found is chelated. Now, chelated means that it's combined with amino acids for greater effect. So in this case, you could look for magnesium bisglycinate chelate on the pack. And this form doesn't have a laxative effect. There is lots of information online on magnesium. In fact, there's a very good starter feature on LizellWellbeing.com about all this if you're interested. And it's such an important mineral for us. You know, low levels can lead to raised blood pressure, osteoporosis, leg cramps, and things like restless leg syndrome. And just a word here on supplements. If you are going to take magnesium, it's often sold in combination with calcium. But it may actually be better to take these two minerals separately, as if you're taking high doses, they can compete with each other for absorption. Now, you can also add magnesium to bath water to help soothe aching muscles. So if you've been following my advice and getting out and working out more, you might be in need of a nice magnesium bath soak. You can do this in the form of Epsom salts. These are really cheap. They're easy to get hold of from the chemist. You do need to use a lot. So again, look at the directions on the pack. They come in huge, big plastic sacks or paper sacks usually. And that's because you do need to chuck a lot into your bath for them to have any effect. Now, they work here because the Epsom salts break down into magnesium and sulfate. And I have to be honest here, I'm not totally convinced that enough magnesium can be absorbed through the skin in things like bath soaks for it to have much of a nutritional effect. I haven't actually seen especially robust or convincing evidence here, but some do swear by it. And certainly having a nice warm bath soak before bed can help with a good night's sleep. Eating magnesium-rich foods can be helpful, of course. Just 30 grams of almonds gives us around a quarter of our average daily requirements. And again, you'll find lots and lots of magnesium-rich recipes over on my wellbeing website. Now, this week has been especially exciting as it sees the launch of a brand new edition of the Lizelle Wellbeing magazine. If you are a subscriber, you should be receiving your new edition any day now. That is one of the benefits, of course, of being a subscriber. Not only does it come direct to your door, but you also get a saving on the price and an exclusive subscriber edition cover. I'm just flicking through mine now, and I truly think that you are going to love it. My team and I have packed it with an impressive array of health, beauty, travel, nature, food, well-being treats. There's a great feature on Greek spas as well as Greek food. And my team and I spent some time out on several Greek islands. Oh, it was such a hard job. You know, we had to test out the best Greek food, such as moussakas and cheese pies. Again, lots of that lovely artisan cheese, as well as things like traditional fava bean recipes. Of course, to make sure that we bring you the very best options here. I know it's a tough job sometimes, but we've also been taking an in-depth look at some body shaping treatments, some summer beauty bronzers, water aerobics, the truth about vitamin D, and even some advice for taboo topics such as BO, yeah, body odour, what to do about it. You see, we are not afraid here to talk about so many of the unsexy subjects too that are likely to concern so many of us. Well, as always, thank you so much for all your comments and feedback. I mostly pick these up on the comments on my personal Instagram, which is LizelleMe, if you want to take a look, if you'd like to chat. I don't do direct message, but I do try and respond to the comments left on my feed here. I'm also so pleased to read your comments and reviews for this podcast over on iTunes. I'm just flicking on that now. I've spotted a couple. There's one here from Appledore One. Hi, Liz. Really love your podcast. I'm so pleased that your Wednesday podcast is back. Yeah, so am I. You share so much knowledge. I'm always forwarding links to friends. That's so great. Friends and family and my Pilates teacher. Thanks, Caroline. Well, thank you very much, Caroline. And it's good to share. And what I love about podcasts is actually they are so shareable. There's always a link and you can just click and tag somebody and share some bit of information. Comment here from Sherl One. Thank you for all the amazing information shared on this podcast, both from yourself and your fab choice of guests. Zana's podcast was so informative the first time. It's the first time I've listened to the podcast twice back to back for so much food for thought, literally. Yeah, absolutely. Isn't she great? And wasn't that a fantastic episode, Zana Morris? That was last week's podcast over on Wellness with Lizelle. This one here from Woo. Do you do this deliberately? Have weird names, just so I have to read them out. Woo writes, fantastic podcast. Can't wait to try this. Ordered Zana's book while listening. Thanks, Liz. Looking forward to all the podcasts. Well, I hope you're tuning in. She was just great. If you haven't already, do tune into this episode. It's the one that went out Wednesday before last, and it's episode one of this new series. And this is with the top personal trainer and nutritionist, Zana Morris, as we talk here all about high-fat foods that actually help us to lose weight. Yes, you heard that correctly. As well as the benefits of strength training using heavy weights, especially useful as we age. And we talk about how so many midlife women now are taking up weight training and how we can start this safely and easily in later life. And it's something I've taken up myself in recent months, and I have been amazed and really pleased with the results already. So do take a listen to that. And that is all for this week. I hope that this brief chat has helped to inspire you to look and feel better than ever. Don't forget, you can also download The Truth About HRT. This is still available to download and read for anyone interested in this subject. Thanks to all of you who tuned into my Facebook Live last Friday on this. It was a special Facebook Live talking not only about perimenopause and menopause, but specifically answering questions on HRT. If you missed this and you're interested, you will still find it up on the Lizelle Wellbeing Magazine Facebook page with lots and lots of answers to all your many great questions. So until next week, and a new episode of Wellness with Lizelle coming out next Wednesday, as well as the retail edition of my magazine hitting the newsstands and supermarkets next Wednesday too. Have a great weekend and a wonderful week ahead. Go well. Bye-bye.